Anyway, let's switch gears a little bit.
Please.
The Customs and Border Patrol, obviously front and center with the Trump administration. They've been trying to use, you know, really cool technology in their efforts, but they've had some troubles. Let's get the latest with Cheryl Bolin. She is a White House correspondent for Bloomberg Law, Bloomberg Tax, all that great stuff. Cheryl, thanks so much for joining us. So give us a sense about, you know, when we think technology, one of the terms I hear most often is artificial intelligence. How is a Customs and Border Patrol trying to use some of the new technologies in their efforts?
That's right. And I heard you talk about analog and the internet, and this is just the latest here. The federal government and Trump's budget really has doubled spending on artificial intelligence, on quantum science, on the really cutting edge latest technologies. And there was a new report out yesterday that really took just an amazing view of the entire federal government, all the regulatory agencies, how they're using artificial intelligence, machine learning, really cutting edge technology to really help them do their jobs better. And a great example of that was Customs and Border Protection, which experimented for a while with iris scanning technology in airports. Really cool stuff. But got into a little trouble with that because it was a contractor-supplied technology, and the agency couldn't really explain some of the flaws in the system. And so they ended up having to switch, and now they're using facial recognition technology. Cool stuff, but agencies, it's very important for them to be able to understand it.
I have a trouble with the definition of this as AI. Is it true artificial intelligence, or are they just trying to use new technology, plain and simple?
So one of the problems with artificial intelligence is its explainability, is its opaqueness. It is true machine learning, and in talking to the authors of this study, it was so much more than just, say, a keyword search or a Google search. It really was machines making decisions, reading, and really using advanced capabilities.
Okay, but Cheryl, they're using the back of our eye. Where's the iris on the eye? Is that the front of the back, the sideways?
I don't know.
The iris of the eye, whatever it is. And basically what you're saying is the technology doesn't work, right?
So this particular technology had some flaws, and the risk to the agency was that they couldn't explain why. The technology was so advanced, and the contractor did not want to reveal its proprietary technology and algorithms and methods, and so that's why Customs and Border Protection had to drop this and switch to something else. It's one of the many sort of legal risks that federal agencies are facing here with this new technology.
So Cheryl, you know, obviously the Trump administration is pouring lots of money and resources into Customs and Border Protection and so on. What are some of the technologies that they have the highest hopes for going forward?
So the report that I looked at not only looked at Customs and Border Protection, but the Trump administration is interested in AI across government, and they're looking to double their AI funding. But there's so many great uses for it, and a lot of it has to do with enforcement and adjudication. Giving out benefits. If you think about the Social Security Administration's just stacks and stacks of files, they are so backlogged.
Okay, but what is the usable, provable machine that is going to do this modern thing called AI? Are we back to fingerprints?
So it can be. Now, here's another example at the Securities and Exchange Commission. Tracking insider trading, looking at trading patterns. They were able to develop algorithms
that helped. I'll go with that. Yeah.
Humans, now you got to remember, humans are not out of the loop on this. And so it's very important to understand that AI and machine learning helps human enforcers, helps yeah. human regulators do their yeah. jobs through massive amounts of data and information.
I'll go with that on insider trading. That makes a lot of sense. Cheryl Boland, thank you so much. Greatly appreciate it on AI.